This is a Rant Entertainment Media special presentation. And now, Rant Entertainment Media proudly brings to you live from the Decker Dome, it's Mega Powers, it's Rage, it's Mega Slam! And after 4 months of promotion, 4 months of back and forth, 4 months of shit talking, we are coming to you live here on Rant EM Radio, YouTube, and various other platforms, TuneIn Radio, Facebook, Twitter, so on and so on and so on. Welcome everybody to the biggest event that we've ever put on here at Rant Entertainment Media. Welcome to Mega Slam. Hi everybody, I am Double A, being joined by Tony C.
Hey yo.
And I believe we've got Surfer who's chiming in. No, Surfer has not called in yet. Surfer will be with us in just a second. But reporting live on location is the Impact
on
Player.
The spot.
On the spot, the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Rea.
Yo, yo, yo.
And if you're with us on rantemradio.com, go to the website. At the top of the website, you'll see that there's a link for Mega Slam. If you're in our usual chat page, right above the chat room, there's a link. It'll take you to a very special page where you'll find the chat room, you'll find the audio feed, but you'll also find the video feed for Mega Slam, which is currently live. You can see two chairs are set up. The pies are here. The pies are hot. We were following the guys on Periscope. Rage was picked up. They went to Little Caesars. They did all that. My goodness, boys, this is we've been waiting for this for quite some time, haven't we?
Yes, we have. The combatants just arrived. Mr. Will Sweeney, would you call any action with me?
Look at that. Will and Dave will be... Will from That Awful Pocket. We haven't heard from Will in quite some time.
Yeah.
Returning to the network after a sabbatical. They'll be on the call. And I see some movement. Rage just dumped his jacket on the chair. And
is that chair big enough to hold Rage?
It's big enough. Yeah, the banner. We're just having some banner problems. That's all. I don't have any thumbtacks, so I figured I'd, you know. But yeah.
Be like.
How come I can't hear?
Shallow Hal. We're on a Shallow Hal episode.
Now we want to let everybody know that if you have to hear everything, you should be listening to the audio feed on the network. There goes the banner. If you're listening to us on the audio feed, stay here on the audio feed. Granted, the audio feed and the video feed will not sync up. However, when the competition goes down, you can watch the video feed. You can hear Will and Phil on the call. You'll be able to pick it up with the... They'll be able to pick it up with the camera microphone. But we're going to be here. We're going to be here for the next hour. And my goodness, and there he is. He's about to take a seat in front of the camera. There's Rage. Now let's talk about the car ride over. Rob from Thumbsticks and Ninjas commented the same thing I said to Rage 2 weeks ago. Why does he wear winter clothes in the summer? He questioned Rage the same. Why are you wearing a jacket and a Scully?
And
Rage just said, you know, this is my look.
Who? Okay, Double A. Who looks worse than the Scully, Rage or Hollywood Hogan?
And look, hold on. There you see. There's Rage, Jake. He's preparing for Mega Slam. This is live right now. You see.
I'm just having some audio problems. I can't get Will's mic to work, so you guys keep talking.
Okay, go ahead. Work out the audio problems. Jake is here. He says that Rage is looking rough. And you don't think he's ready?
He's ready? I guess.
You think he's ready? All right, well, go and watch. So close my door. And I'll
see
you
later. What was your answer to the question, Double A?
Hold on. Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm saying bye to the kids who are leaving. You see, there's Rage. He's gonna.
That's Rage.
He's a goofball, right?
Yeah.
All right. Bye, Isabel. Close my door. All right. So, anyways, yeah. So I gotta tell you, Tony. This is I tell you, I'm hyped. This is a big deal for us. Big deal for this
of
network.
Of course.
You know, we've been planning this for quite some time now. Of course, this was as a result of Rage opening his mouth back on April 28th on the 402nd episode of The Rant, where he originally suggested a White Castle eating contest, and that did not come to fruition. But Dave stepped up on the 4th of July, and he said, you know what, the contest must continue, but now it's redubbed Mega Slam. Here we are. Rage is laughing up a storm because he must think something's funny. He's cackling it up. Now, Tony, do you have a video?
What's bigger, AA, this or Luger, Yoko from SummerSlam?
I'd have to say that this is bigger. I'd have to say that this is bigger. There's Surfer. Now, Surfer, you're here.
Yes.
A little tardy, but you're here. Now,
Skypes.
Now, you had some Skype problems. Now, can you see you see your man Rage? He's sitting down.
I saw the Lucky Charms.
Are you watching the live feed?
I'm trying to open up everything now. My computer want to act up because it's time to go.
Of course,
That's why you got to boot it up.
Now we want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. Thank you for turning out tonight. Of course, everybody who's listening live and watching live on YouTube. Tonight's a big day. If you're watching live on YouTube, you can only see Rage right now. You can't hear anything.
Let me bring this up on the tablet.
But Rage is giving me the middle finger. He's giving somebody the middle finger. But anyways, he thinks he's a Hollywood big shot all of a sudden.
It's a YouTube feed.
It's on the Rants.
Vienna sausage put up there.
Go to the Rants. But go to the Rants website. Are you having problems going to the Rants website?
I'm having trouble bringing up a browser, so I'm gonna go.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I can direct link you here.
I'm gonna get it on my tablet. That's what I'm asking for the YouTube address.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna link you directly in Skype here.
Rage, you look like a golden lord with that.
Looks like a freaking
YouTube. It's on the Rants. There we go. Yeah, we were having some audio issues. There we go. Back live. Let's see. Can we take in some audio from some audio here? Now you can see Rage is sitting silent. He's just staring at the camera right now.
I wanted to show you. That's the problem.
Huh? So we're looking at Rage, and they're working out some technical some audio problems right now. He's giving again with the middle finger. They're working out some audio problems. Will and Phil right now. There you go, Phil. Phil, you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay,
yeah, we just got back. Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. There's something going on with the mics and shit. I don't know what's going on.
All right, there we go. I heard Will though.
Yeah, no, could be. Something's going on with the microphone.
Well, there we go. Somebody just sneezed. But anyways,
I just want to say that
Dave, you sit over here, brother.
Yeah,
you gotta sit here. No, people have to see you, man.
I gotta be honest with you. If I was Dave right now, I wouldn't want anybody to see me wearing that.
He looks like the Sandman puked up the American flag all over himself.
Well, he wants to make his grand entrance. You know,
Jean-Claude Van Damme in Bloodsport.
Right.
But a lot more guys.
Honey, look, Rob brought cannolis, babe.
Ooh.
They've got pizzas, they've got cannolis, they got soda. And they got Rage.
It's big bash over there.
What more can you ask for in the Decker Dome, out in Staten Island? I tell you, it's a big night now.
Well, we would have asked for better planning as far as the food's concerned, because Phil just got lazy and ordered pizza for everybody. So
yeah, no, that was actually a joke. I was going to order pizza after these guys ate.
Oh man! Now,
nothing wrong with that.
Now, for those of you that are unaware, now look at this. Dave is appearing in front of the camera. He is ready.
That's right. Look at White Lightning. Only how White Lightning can look.
I know he's got his red, white, and blue. His wife beater. His Lex Luger.
He looks like a baby Lex Luger.
Hey Dave, stand. I know that there's probably a delay, and Dave probably can't hear me. But have Dave stand up, because is he wearing a fanny pack?
Dave, stand up for a minute. Stand up. For
is
a minute,
he
Dave.
Wearing a fanny pack? Now wait a minute. Now,
that's a fanny pack. Exactly.
Okay. Now we're gonna see that. Of course, that'll come up on the video feed here in about 30 seconds or so. But
Apparently, Dave is a Japanese tourist today.
It's a 90.
Look at that. Now,
don't give White Lightning a hard time.
Now,
I'm here to give everybody a hard time, sir.
I know, right? Now,
Double A, how do our fans download the, if they have an iPhone, how do they get to us?
Now, if you have an iPhone, this is very simple. What all you got to do is you can eat. Now, it should work if you go on our website, rantamradio.com. However, if you're having some problems viewing the video, you can search for the rant on BTR on YouTube. The video should pop up under the videos for a live broadcast, and you should be able to catch it on any device, you know, whether it's an Android, an Apple, whatever the case may be.
So how would they download it, find us on an iPhone for just our station?
Oh, well, you can find us on the video feed or the audio feed?
The audio on TuneIn.
Well, there's TuneIn Radio. Of course, there's the website, rantamradio.com. Now, let's real recap what happened earlier today. So Dave picked up Rage. Rage donning a Superman T-shirt. You know, I called him a walking blueberry earlier. But you know, he's adamant that he's going to win. He's been shit-talking all week long, of course. He had a large bowl of crunch berries, and there's the pies. The pies are in front of the combatants, and we're about ready to go. Now let's get some analysis from Tony C. Tony, I know that you're siding Mega Powers on this one. You think that he has any strategy? You think that what do you think he he's thinking going into this mammoth event?
After speaking with White Lightning earlier, you know, in the week, he said he's going to take the slow motion approach. He's going to kind of feel Rage out, and then once he sees his pace, his tempo, then he'll go from there.
Now
he's going to set the pace.
You guys ready to go? Because we're ready to go here.
Okay, now this is what we're going to do. Let's run down the rules real briefly now. It's very simple, gentlemen. Now, I know they can't hear me, so Phil, you'll have to just repeat. The rules are very simple. The first one to finish their pie, or the one who has the most pie finished in 10 minutes...
10 minutes.
...will be the winner.
Right.
Now,
go Dave, remember your channel.
In the event of a tie... We will go to a tiebreaker. We will see if we finish the pies or we do the soda tiebreaker. But either way, I don't expect us to get to the tiebreaker. It's one pie to a finish or 10 minutes. Now, are we doing introductions here? Are we going to introduce Rage? We have entrance music for both of these guys.
That's up to you guys. This is Will and I are calling the action. You guys.
All right. So let's do the introduction first. Introducing first from Newark, New Jersey.
From the social armpit
of New Jersey, a man who has lost 40 pounds this summer. Okay. Because it took a luggage scale to get his accurate weight. A man who swears he will win tonight. He's defending his Castle Slam championship, even though he never lifted a damn finger. The man, the myth, the legend, the man they call... Well, his family knows him as Marquise. But we know him. The network knows him as Rage. And, of course, I can't find Rage's music. So, here we go.
Boo!
We'll just pretend Rage is walking out. That's all we need to hear of that. Now, with that, Dave really needs no introduction, so I will just let this speak for itself.
America is today the strongest, the most influential, and most productive nation in the world.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land we unleash the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before.
The energy, the faith, the devotion will light our country and all who serve it.
We have every right to dream heroic dreams.
We are the people who, for truth and honor's sake, stand fast and suffer long. Who are never tired so long as we can see far enough.
Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look.
It is the courage and character of our nation.
Greatest fighting force on the face of this earth. The men and women of the United States military. They're the heroes to every American.
As for the enemies of freedom,
we shall pay any price, bear any burden, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
We will not surrender for it, now or ever.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
And after all, why shouldn't we believe that? We are Americans.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, the co-host of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, the one in the number 10, ladies and gentlemen, the man who issued the challenge to Rage, Dave Mega Powers! All right, gentlemen.
All right.
It is time. Let's send it up to the Decker Dome. Let's send it up to Phil and Will. It is, and I've lost control of the audio. Let's send it up to Phil and Will, who are going to give us the call. Now we have a clock. Who's keeping? Who's the official timekeeper here?
I was gonna. Will, you want to keep score? You
yeah,
keep?
I can.
All right, Will's gonna run the clock.
Okay.
Yeah. God forbid you do anything.
What?
Anyway. Anyway. All right. There's some kind of feedback on your end there with the YouTube feed. So I don't know. Never mind. All right. Anyway.
Watching the last moments of happiness for Rage.
I know. All right.
Rage looks poised. He's ready. Mega Powers looks like white trash. Everybody's all set. Big Rob Man Dingo's in the building.
The only word I have for Dave right now is America.
All right.
Sorry, I'm confused. They're sitting on the wrong side because I don't see a 10. I see a 0-1 now.
Either way. All right, gentlemen, are you ready?
Final words, though?
Any final words from the combatants?
Let's get it on.
Rage? Don't cry. Rage says don't cry. All right.
Get them, White Lightning. Get them.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, because, no, we can't, okay, children can't watch this shit.
We got two sitting in the other room.
No. All right. 10 minutes, the whole pie. Remember that. Crust included. Are you ready?
Ready.
Rage, you ready? Dave?
Ready.
On your mark. Get set. Eat.
All right. Rage right away, packing away that corner. He's got half of it down right now. Dave, looking a little tepid right now.
Oh, Dave's hitting the water already. Holy shit. All right.
Rage now about 3/4 done with that first slice.
Yeah.
Now keep in mind, there's 8 slices here from Little Caesars. Pizza.
Cheap plug. Now there's pepperoni. There's
looks like some pineapple.
Right.
Rage down with the first.
Rage
slice.
Down with the first slice already. My man is poised.
Working on slice number 2. Just about. Oh, he's going for the water right
now.
How
we doing over there, Rob? You doing all right?
Yeah, all right.
All right. The big man Dingo, Rob Domingo from Thumbstick Ninjas in the building.
Dave.
All right. Dave hitting the water again. Rage is a machine right now. Almost done with his second slice. Mega Power's on the
stopped. You can only
Mega Power's on the second slice now.
1 minute gone, boys. 1 minute gone.
1 minute gone in the contest. We have 9 minutes remaining. 9 minutes. My nephew, my son is here. We're all watching. The chat room's a buzz.
Straight out of the gate, Matty Legend. There is already a delay between the audio and the video, guys. So if you're watching us online, I do apologize.
Yeah, just listen in.
Yeah, you hear us.
you hear us say it, and then a little bit later you will see us.
We're low budget here, kids. We're low budget.
So.
Oh, and Mikey's rooting for Rage. Look at this.
Logan, who are you rooting for, buddy? Rage or Dave? Dave?
Dave? All right. All right.
He's a big American.
Dave's on. Whoa.
Rage knocked out the second slice.
Second slice. Rage
on
number
three. 8 minutes, 15 seconds left to go.
Mega Powers is poised, knocking that crust out on the second slice.
Rage treating this more like a sprint. Dave treating this more like a marathon.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Who really won that race, the tortoise or the hare?
The tortoise won eventually.
The tortoise, right?
Yeah. The hare got a little. Because
you got the car, right? You watched that Bugs Bunny episode too, right?
Oh, yeah, you got the rockets.
That's what I'm saying.
That was awesome. I want rockets.
I want rockets too.
Kid Human thinks there's too much drinking going on.
Well, that's on Dave's part right there, man. Dave is he's pacing himself. The Mega Powers is poised. Look at this.
Dave's coach yelling out to him to keep encouragement going.
Dave's coach has been advised by Kobayashi, by the way.
Oh, wow. Lucky him.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like no joke. And, you know, and Rage being endorsed internationally, so this is a big deal for us.
Worldwide.
Several continents.
Pitbulls, yeah?
Huh?
Pitbulls, yeah?
No, not that.
Oh, no. Oh, not Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide, no.
I'm sorry.
No. All right.
Look at that.
Whoa.
Dave taking it like a champion.
Taking it in the face like a champ.
Like a whore behind the glory hole. Rage going on to slice number four now.
Number four with the Superman shirt.
Dave now going on to slice number four.
Look at this. Now we're getting interesting. Now it's getting interesting. All right.
Now,
all right.
Dave jumps a little bit ahead as he's already bitten into the
as Rob fixes Phil's low budget UFC banner behind him. Thank you, sir. We'll have a look at on time, sir.
Right now we're at 6 minutes and 30 seconds left.
And now Mikey's rooting for Dave. He wants both guys to win because he's 8 years old and he's conflicted.
Yeah, it's called child bipolar, actually.
Child bipolar. All right.
They're about dead even right now, guys.
Dead even.
They're both about halfway done with that fourth
halfway
slice.
Halfway done with the fourth slice.
Was there a fucking echo in here?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I'm just so excited, Daddy.
Yeah, I can tell. Stop touching me.
Sorry.
Dave seems to be going with the take a bite, take a sip theory, and Rage is, well, up until this very moment, looks like he was going for a knock out the slice, then take a sip.
Rage, I'll get your leftovers.
Listen, man, I don't care how he does it. I just want him to do it, man. These guys...
I'm color commentating. I'm just letting people know.
I know. All right, Dave is on his now fifth slice.
Dave's going on to the fifth slice. Rage still working on the fourth. 5 minutes, 32 seconds left.
All right, 5 minutes, 30 seconds, you said now?
They're both about on pace.
All right.
Rage is looking,
All right.
Looking a little
Uh-oh, here comes the mount to the south here.
You all right, Rage?
He's gonna puke. Pulling
in, Rage.
Uh-oh.
Let's go, Powers.
Okay. No, stop it, stop it. Get out of here. He's not going to puke.
Hey, what's the time?
Right now, we're just about to hit 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
All right.
Rage just had a little gas.
That's all. It's called agita. That's what we call it around here.
Making a little extra room. We're under 5 minutes. Rage now working on his fifth slice. Dave about halfway through it.
Yeah. Mega Power's poised. Look at his hands are all slimy.
I will say one thing, though. It looks like there's a little extra topping on Dave's box.
I can't get down with the pineapples, Will. Can you get down with the pineapples?
I can. I prefer not to, but I'm a fat guy, so I'll pretty much eat anything.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Looks like somebody about to puke.
No. That was gas before.
That was gas before, sir. It's a little bit of a delay.
Samoa Joe in the chat room.
Samoa Joe is behind you.
Oh. Nobody told me that was Samoa Joe behind me.
No, it was...
You introduced him as Rob, for Christ's sake.
That's his alias.
Jesus Christ, I don't know these things.
All right.
All right, gentlemen, we are about to hit 4 minutes. 4 minutes to go. 4 minutes to go.
If the gas is popping up now, it's really going to be popping up later.
Yeah, I just hope he keeps it oral.
Now Mikey's got the megaphone.
All right. Rage just put his head in the box for a moment, just trying to keep himself going. Dave is working on his sixth slice already.
You can do it.
It's Stop banging that table. It's annoying. Thank you. All right.
Rage still working on his fifth slice. He's slowing down substantially.
Mega Power's almost done with slice number six.
That's... All right.
Rage is losing steam, Phil. He's losing steam.
Looks like that, Tony. See, it looks like that. I'm hoping he can pick it up.
He's leaking oil, as we say in the urban community. He's leaking oil.
Leaking oil.
Earl.
He's leaking oil.
Has Dave now finished his sixth slice?
Two more slices to go. How much time we have?
Slice number seven, just under 3 minutes left.
All right, boys, under 3 minutes.
Who's on slice number seven, Will?
That's Dave on slice number seven.
So should Dave's strategy should be just go for the clock or go for the finish?
At this point right now, he's pacing him for the clock. Rage with his head in the box. Rage, you all right, brother?
So you figure...
This is beat the clock match. Mega Power just run around in the circle until the match is over. Time limit draw.
Rage is not looking too good right now. He's still got three slices left.
Rage looks as green as his hair.
Wow. Yeah.
Rage. Turn the towel. Where's Tony? Somebody get Tony. From Rocky IV.
I gotta tell you.
Turn the damn towel.
SummerSlam's gonna be rough.
2 minutes left. 2 minutes left.
Rage is tapping out. Is he tapping out?
He has no remorse. He's just like going for the kill.
That's right, Dave. Finish him off with a big leg drop.
Get a body bag, Johnny.
Okay, wait. Let's let Phil and Will finish up the call here because we're coming up on we're in the 2 minute warning.
That's right.
Yeah,
minute,
we are.
About a minute 35 left.
Rage working on slice number six right now.
Mega Power's on. Dave just about finishing. Done with number seven.
Yeah, he's got a little bite left of slice number seven. It looks like the philosophy of Mr. Mega Powers was the way to go. Rage has slowed down substantially.
Well, Mega Powers now on slice number eight.
The final one.
Rob's like, I'll take. Rage, Rob's like, I'll take the rest of your slice.
We got a minute 5 left, Rage. What are you going to do? Are you tapping out or are you going to finish?
Finish like a man.
Yeah, he thought about it.
He thought about it.
We are under a minute,
under a
boys.
Minute, gentlemen. Under a minute.
We have 50 seconds left.
Finish it,
Dave. You're only a real man if you finish the slice.
As they do in the wrestling matches, Phil. Somebody ask him. Ask him.
Ask him. Ask him. Like Tommy Young.
Rage is
hurting like a virgin on prom night, kids. Like a virgin on prom
seconds,
night. 30 seconds. Sweep the leg. Get him a body bag.
Oh, my goodness. It looks like we are about to have a major upset here, ladies and gentlemen. They've taken it like a champ.
15 seconds.
Rage isn't tapping yet.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Five.
Oh.
Dave finishes it.
It.
Oh.
Time is up.
It goes right.
Oh my God!
Ladies and gentlemen, 2015 is in the books. Michael, the championship, please.
Let's go up to Phil for the final for the official word.
For the official word, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, with 9 minutes, 55 seconds.
It was 9 minutes, 55 seconds. Wow. Dave finished all 8 slices. Rage still had 2.5 left.
Your winner.
Oh, he's about to puke.
And Mega Slam champion, the Mega Powers.
Oh, my.
White Lightning.
Bite to his and insult the injury.
Rage, you all right, brother?
All right, brother? Have a seat, man.
Okay, sit down and relax, man.
But Rage, you're not going home empty. Michael, can I have the consolation prize, please?
Oh.
Rage,
what, some toilet paper?
Nah, because you were such a good sport, we're giving you an autographed figurine of Santino Marella.
Who signed it, Phil? Who signed it?
Who signed it?
No, Santino signed it.
Oh, okay. So
it's legit. I was asking.
Oh, this sportsmanship. Oh.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. There's the belt.
$2 whore on a Saturday night.
Oh, my God. There's the belt.
And the fanny pack.
And the fanny pack.
And the fanny pack.
This wasn't the outcome at SummerSlam in 93, but hey.
That's right. This is the way it should have went.
This is the way it should have went. Now, Rage is standing up to let the food travel.
All right. So, guys, your mics are on? Is your mics on?
All right. Yeah, let them go gather themselves. Right. Let's me right. And
it's a bad case of the meat sweats.
Yeah, let's go to Tony C now. Let's go to Surfer. Surfer, you've witnessed Super Bowls, World Series, NBA Finals, the little League World Series. Your take on this event? I mean, did you? Is it what you thought? It was the result like you expected.
This was better than Secretariat winning, man. I mean, like, comeback that Dave made on Rage. I mean, Rage got off to a fast start. He was determined, but he just hit a wall.
I want to try.
I hope the brother gets home in one piece because he looks like he might leave part of himself at your house, Phil.
Let me tell you something. no joke. And he had good momentum until about the fourth or fifth slice.
Yeah, once Rage got done with that first half.
Yeah, once that first half, I think he hit a wall. I think he
took it too fast.
Right.
He started leaking oil, man.
Yeah, he was running, and Dave was marathoning. You know, not everybody can have the same strategy. It's not a thing where it's, you can't do it. If everybody did the same thing, this world would suck, you know?
Pretty much. And I just want to give a shout-out to Matt Squires in the chat room, where possibly line of the night. Rage's anus is the real loser. So
hey, listen. Once he gets,
yeah, it really is.
Have a nice big plate of ziti later.
Phil's toilet.
There you go.
The toilet has been cleaned. I reinforced with the wifey reinforced the bowl and got some extra toilet paper.
It may actually explode later.
Yeah. Well,
Rage Mega White Lightning went over you clean. No interference.
There were no run-ins.
Shenanigans.
No
run. Rage, you clean, son. Slap dab in the middle, as they say.
Rage, you want to? Rage has something to say. Go ahead, Rage.
Go ahead, Rage. We don't hear him.
Got to get close to the mic, homie.
About a few years ago, I got into a fight, got punched in the jaw. So you kind of hear like a snap when like
I couldn't hear a thing he said.
He's talking about how he got decked in the jaw.
Mostly, like you can hear my jaw like snap. In and out of place, and trying to force that into your mouth with like a semi dislocated jaw, and then like all of a sudden your mind just starts to my head is just starting to just hurt.
This is excuse gate. That's what we're coming up with now.
Sound like a loser, Rage.
So Rage, let me ask you something. When
you're a Patriot fan, so I expect it. Go ahead.
When did you start getting the meat sweats? When, like that fourth or fifth slice when you started?
Roundabout.
All right, listen, man. Listen, no joking aside, it's a valiant effort on your part.
He did the work.
He did the work.
Yeah.
He did the work. Now, what's up, champ?
You know, couldn't have done this without the help, spiritual help of my boy Black Hammer, Tony C.
Yep, shout out.
That's right.
By heart and in my mind while I was eating all that pizza. So thank you, Black Hammer.
Appreciate it, my man. I was rooting for you all the way.
Now, how does Dave feel right now?
Dave, how you feeling right now? You feeling good?
I've already had like several of these throughout the last several weeks. So as you said, I was marathoning.
Yeah, he was. You're white trashing it today. Dude, if you would have lost today, I would have been so mad at you.
I know you would.
I would have been so mad at you.
Listen, when the stakes are high, always bet on White Lightning.
That's
wow. That's right.
Will, you got some questions for the combatants?
The first thing I want to know from Dave is what the fuck were you thinking when you picked that outfit?
I was thinking Lex Luger, the Lex Express, SummerSlam 93.
Will's not a wrestling fan, so you have to be easy.
He's not a wrestling fan.
I'll put it to you this way. The last time I watched wrestling, The Undertaker had just started his WrestleMania streak.
Oh, wow. That's a long time
ago. Okay,
you do not get the reference whatsoever. Okay.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I'll look it up later, though, because I'm curious. That's what I got Phil for. He fills me on all that shit. All
right.
Yeah, so
I'll forgive you this time.
I must say, it was, and a chat room can agree. I thought it was well done. I thought it was, it wasn't a blowout. you know? How many slices did he have left?
Rage had 2.5 left.
2.5. Okay, so it wasn't terrible.
And look at that. He's picking his teeth.
Rage, did you have a second pizza? Aside from the jaw pain that you were having, anything else that was kind of in your head holding you back, or was it just...
This headache I was developing while I was chewing.
But dude, you look greener than your hair at that point, man.
Yeah, you looked quite sick. You looked like you were going to vomit right
in
the box.
And literally, like, my stomach literally, like, I felt like I was going to throw up, and I really didn't want to, and I didn't want to just quit. If I was going to lose... I'll lose.
I'm glad you didn't quit, though.
I'm glad you stuck in there. You were about to tap. You had the hand up,
but this
but you didn't tap.
What kind of sap party is this? This is America. You either win or you lose, and you lost. No. You went down in a ball of flame, son. You talked all that smack.
Exactly.
You went down like Mike Tyson against Buster Douglas. It's over.
I guess we'll be retiring.
I am the king of bacon.
We'll be retiring.
You no longer hear that on his network.
Now, here's my other question, Rage. What do you think Lee's going to say to you on Tuesday night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now, I'm curious about that.
I mean, I'm a loyal follower. I download every Tuesday night, listen Wednesday morning on my commute to work. What do you think Lee's going to have to say for you?
Probably hasn't said anything.
You know what? We can definitely accommodate that and get Lee's opinion here in short order.
He can have it.
He's going to hit you with the Vince McMahon line. Rage!
Great Rage. I hope you take this loss with humility and, you know.
Of course he's not. He's already talking about he has a pulled hamstring, pulled groin. Hurt feelings.
Don't be a sore. Show us that you're mature enough to take this win in stride.
Now,
I'll be honest with you guys. Right now, he's taking it in stride. He's not. He's not sulking about it. Nothing like that.
But we're talking.
It hasn't hit him yet.
It hasn't hit him yet.
I just took a bite of his pizza. I don't think I'm going to be able to eat one of these.
Exactly. this is hard.
Let's remind,
did he just say it was hard? You're the king of bacon. You're supposed to be able to eat everything.
Let's remind everybody now. Rage on an upcoming episode of probably The Rant or Freaks and Effing Geeks, Rage is going to have to call now Little Caesars and admit defeat live on the air.
He's going to have to do it on your show because we know Little Caesars closes.
Yeah, we'll probably have to do it on the Rant. But here's the thing: if we do it on the Rant, I guarantee it we will rebroadcast it on Freaks and Effing Geeks. But Rage, now you know you got. I knew we didn't need the tiebreaker.
Take that Superman shirt off, man! You disgrace comic book fans everywhere.
What do you think you should take the Superman shirt?
Surfer
King. Oh, Surfer. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Surfer King. Eat a dick.
Of course.
I can eat it faster than you now.
Burn.
Hey, man, pass the mic to Rob for a second. Big Rob, I didn't hear from you, man.
What's going on?
Dude, so what was going through your mind, man? Tell me.
These are fucking disgusting.
were you nervous at all when Dave fell behind?
I had a moment of... but see how fast he's got out the gate. He's gonna hit the wall. He's gonna hit that wall, and it did happen around the fourth slice. And I was actually afraid because I was in front of him. He was gonna spew right into me.
Oh, okay. I'm glad it had. I'm glad it had the boxes in front of him because you know it's easier cleanup.
Yeah. you got the projectile vomit. It's no good.
Yeah, you have to answer the wife at that point.
I got a question, Rage. How much did you say you lost this week?
No doubt.
Lost 40 pounds.
40 pounds.
You probably just gained it all back just now.
Probably.
So now you and Dave had the strategy going in. You were going to marathon it. That was the whole thing? Or?
Pretty much. You know, like he's been doing this almost every day for the last 2 weeks.
Is he really eating a chicken wing?
He's eating chicken wings right now.
Oh,
yeah, Rage.
God. He's a pig. You see the way he sucks on those bones? Good Lord. Anyways.
Wow.
Well, he couldn't handle the pizza. He might as well stick the chicken wings.
What was that, Dave?
Still talking trash.
I said he couldn't handle pizza, so he might as well stick the chicken
wings. But what Dave said is that he's still talking trash.
Well, what Rage had said, because the mic is off of Rage right now, what Rage had said was that he needed to eat something that was good, something tasty.
Oh, please.
This Little Caesars is dreadful.
Well, you know what?
I had it worse. I just can't eat more than one.
Let me ask you guys now this.
Oh, shit, but it doesn't make it good.
Had we gotten that hot dog pizza, would the result have changed?
Double A wants to know.
No.
Hot dog pizza results have changed.
Oh, no. I was still beating them.
Probably.
Because you still had to eat the hot dogs. Yeah. And Rage tapped out on 6 slices of that.
I didn't think, honestly.
Does anybody think that if we would have gotten the hot dog sleeves pizza, that somebody would have taken a little too long just because they wanted to suckle on a hot dog? Or
probably Rage.
There goes the banner.
Yeah, the banner fell. I'm sorry, guys.
It's all right.
Low budget here, man. Low budget.
That just goes to show you that that the event has climaxed, and yes, once again, in case you missed it, at 9:55. 9:55, Mega Powers was victorious. There he is holding the championship. I'm sure he's going to wear that belt when he goes to work tomorrow morning.
No, but he's not, because he has to give the belt back to the...
Okay.
To the rental agency.
To the rental agency, okay.
If he's anything like Black Hammer, you would walk right into work with him.
Yeah.
Well, damn right.
He'll lose his deposit on the belt.
As the mighty, mighty Boston, so we said, I have pictures to prove it. So we have pictures, we have video, and you're going to get
it. Lee, your co-host went down, and he went down hard, my friend.
Yeah, he
if
went,
you're listening.
He went down worse than a $2 hooker, I tell you.
On a Saturday night.
On a Saturday night. Jeez.
Honestly, he gave a good effort, man.
But you know what? Things did look bleak there for a minute. We thought we were going to lose Rage 4 slices in.
Absolutely.
that stocking cap weighed him down. If he'd have took that off, he might have stood a chance.
I said that Rage shouldn't have worn the hat during the contest because he was capable enough to stuff some pizza in there to hide it.
Nah, he wears that. I don't think that was going to weigh him down.
Are you hiding a bald spot or something while you wear that hat all the time?
That cap is Powell, right? It's like
Samson.
It's like Samson's bald spot.
There's nothing under that hat, by the way.
I don't know. Black wears Waldo, so.
Now, I really don't know what else we can ask. I mean, now that where's Mega Powers going to go celebrate his win? Is he going to go to Disney World like any other major athlete?
Oh, where are you celebrating your win, sir? Back in Dirty Jersey?
Probably Thailand.
I'm celebrating Deckerdome for SummerSlam.
At the Deckerdome, that's, okay. That's and he's going to go home and...
Damn right.
You're going to pick up some roads on the way home?
You know, Dave, when I come off injured reserve, I will go for that belt in a staking contest, okay?
When he gets off the injured reserve list, he challenges you to his... It's not far away. Yeah, cheese steaks, huh?
Oh,
cheek steaks.
I may get down with that.
You might get down with that? Will might throw his hat in that. Holy shit. Oh. I don't know if you,
well, they're going to have a three-way?
Yeah,
pun intended.
That'd be the sloppiest three-way you've ever seen in your entire life.
Good Lord.
I'll be a spectator from afar with a fucking raincoat on.
Good Lord. Well, I tell you, I'm just tickled.
It's just an essence.
Rage is retired from competitive eating.
Is that true? He retired?
He just announced it.
Say it in the mic one more time.
One defeat, and he's not ready to try to win his belt back or nothing?
No
rematch. We had a no rematch clause in the contract.
No, but he could challenge somebody else. So, Rage, that's it?
Yeah, Rage is going to make his announcement now.
I Rage.
Somebody play
the incredible. Surfer, shut the hell up. Go ahead, Rage.
All right, Rage, you got to say it again.
Say it again, because Surfer was talking.
Surfer's talking over you. Say it again, brother.
Shut the fuck up, Surfer.
Fair enough.
I, Rage, formally hereby announce my retirement from the sport of competitive gaming.
Yeah. Wow. One and done, kid.
Nobody saw that one coming.
One and done. The man who won a title without doing anything and lost it on his first actual match is now retired.
It's going to be a Tuesday in Texas. Remember when Hogan lost the belt and won it 2 days later?
Ah, jeez, you know?
Yep.
Where's Jack Tunney? We need to make sure that this is okay.
Hold on.
This is all binding.
Where's Jack Tunney? Oh, man.
Wait, one to take Tunney. More importantly, how fucking dope is my
He's in the back counting the money.
You're looking sexy, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, you're looking good. Phil all decked out in his tuxedo shirt. And I got to tell you, this was... Wow. Wow. Let's go to the chat room. Apparently, the chat room is just a flurry of excitement. They really feel that that both competitors put on a spectacular performance tonight.
I don't know about all that.
Well, you know, a valiant effort at least.
Well, fair. We had a couple of continents.
Two continents.
Yeah, man, it was a happening. You guys set records here on the rant.
You're welcome.
Now, Rage.
Since you lost, you will be parking cars at the Black Achiever Awards this year.
Now, Rage. Since you were supposed to go to work today, what are you going to tell them when you go to work tomorrow?
Yeah, what are you going to...
What are you going to tell them when you go to work tomorrow, Rage? Double A wants to know.
Boy, he's defeated, man, because he's mumbling.
Wait, did you tell the people at work about this?
They know now. YouTube.com/rantianradio.
Yeah, really? Jeez. Well, Rage, Dave, you boys did spectacular. You guys did spectacular.
Rage, you're a defeated man. Look at you.
And look at that. Dave he took off the fanny pack. He's holding it up like a championship belt.
That's my partner, gentlemen. That's my partner.
Oh man, it's gonna be an interesting week on this network to see the reactions,
the
fallout, you know, because there's the fallout on Raw, but there's the fallout from MegaSlam. It'll be felt on the rant on Tuesday. Freaks and Effing Geeks following that.
Slam tonight. I give a shit what happens about SummerSlam tonight.
I know, right? Jeez.
And Phil, you and Dave can do this as a turnbuckle throwback one day.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be on the best of this year for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No, I mean an actual throwback episode about this event.
Yeah, now you got a throwback episode, a future throwback episode.
And Rage with guest host Will.
Yeah. Look at that.
How he breaks it down.
I'll just sit in and he'll call it. That'd be dope.
Yeah. The only thing we didn't have, and now I regret not having it, is a pay-per-view poster for this event.
Listen, I was going to buy a MegaSlam t-shirt, but I was in fear of it not happening because of what happened with CastleSlam.
Right. Wow.
So I didn't do anything in terms of that. When AA and I, like last week, were like, okay, this is how we're going to do it. Every day since then, we've been trying to plan this, trying to get it live and trying to, you know, do, you know, with the audio and the video and stuff like that. And it worked out well, but this is a lot of work.
Yeah. Now let's clear out. Let's get a couple of things out of the way. Number one, there is one person that bought a CastleSlam t-shirt. Shane, thank you. But the shirt, both shirts, in case you're wondering, because the CastleSlam shirt is a collector's item, you can go and get that, but... The Mega Slam shirts still for sale. You can go get them. They're on the, yeah, I believe, on the website. Also, thank you to the people who donated to help the event. You know, it was Rage and Hightower. And
thank you very much to Rage and Hightower and everybody else who donated. The money went well. Money went to this spread, and I'm about to put out a nice spread for everybody. And we're gonna have, you know, that's pretty much it, man.
Yeah. So it's been. I want to thank everybody, and of course the audience, of course, because it was you guys that really, you know, put some fire behind this. It was both Matt's Tank, who was original spokesperson for the original combatant for Rage.
Yeah, shout out to, you know, everybody who's behind. Even Rage. Rage had a little following. He had Felonious behind him. He had Hightower behind him. He had Matty Legend behind him, you know. You want to thank
all down,
even though many of them detracted from him.
Oh my god!
I'm trying to talk about, but my stomach is just beating the shit out of me right now.
Boy, if you keep
still eating, then
he's still eating. He's drinking. He's just down in water, dude. You're gonna yes. Everything's gonna come up.
You're gonna blow,
Liz. Thank you very much. Lee, even though he's going to chew into me tomorrow, thank you very much. This was just dreadful, man.
Tuesday can't come quick enough.
completely, just one of the worst pizzas I've ever had in my life, man.
Mega Powers,
was the pizza better than your last relationship, though?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mega Powers, any final words from you, sir? Any thank yous? And
yes, I'd like to, of course, I already thanked Mr. Black Hammer. Thank you to Filipino Heat, the Mandingo, Rob Domingo.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank all my Dava Maniacs. All the
Did he really just say that?
He said Dava Maniacs.
I want to hit him now.
All the Americans out there that are rooting behind me. All the international people that were rooting for me as well. Even Lopez, too. He was behind me.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shining Wizards.
Goldthar, too. Thank you.
And,
thank you, Goldthar. Yeah.
And
new sensation, Goldthar.
I knew it was dreadful. I knew it was a challenge. And hey, you know, Rage, if you want to, you know, claim to be the Castle Slam winner, you're going to have to earn a real contest.
I just got a text from the host of Freaks and Effing Geeks, Mr. Lee. He said Rage needs to put that shirt inside out.
Yeah, that's right.
Fuck you, Lee.
Oh man. No.
Not right now, Lee.
Anyway,
and Rage has a lot of contractual obligations to fulfill.
He does. He agreed to the contract.
If I remember, I get to pick a host for co-host for Freaks and Effing Geeks.
That wasn't on the contract.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Was it really?
Yes, it was.
You didn't read the fine print, my friend.
Contract? You just blindly agreed to it.
I don't read contracts.
See, this is
just starts reading them now.
Yeah,
I only read the zeros on my paycheck.
And he reads pamphlets on the bus.
You don't read it all. That's your problem.
That's right. To the Planned Parenthood.
Beg.
Unbelievable. Server, you stupid, yo.
I say that. Don't even blame that one on me.
Phil said it.
Body. It's
going
to be like a human sprinkler of shit later on.
Oh, God.
Phil said it.
Either way, a fun time's going to be had by all tonight and for the next 30 days anyway.
I know. Tony C., did you, I know you're heavy in the stock market. Did you get any stock in Febreze today?
I sprayed the couches, by the way, so it should be all right.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just want Scotch Guard them, though.
No, yeah, well, they are Scotch Guard.
Oh, all right.
I Febreze.
Blast the gun.
I don't want my. And if my kids keep jumping on that couch, I'm gonna take a hostage. But anyway. Well, I don't want my couch smelling like for ass, so I Febreze them. You
know? Like citrus.
Citrus. That's right.
Make sure you Febreze Rage's pants before he goes.
And give him a plastic bag when he goes on the car ride home with Mega Powers.
Give him a colostomy bag, yeah.
Put him in a body bag, yeah.
Rage looks so defeated. Look at that.
I played Incredible Hulk music now.
His jowls are hanging so low.
He looks like Wilbur from Charlotte's Web.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
He doesn't know what that is.
Well, I think at this point, this is where we're going to break for a moment. And we're gonna wrap things up here with Mega Slam. We want to thank everybody for tuning out tonight. Of course, we want to thank everybody who helped put this event together. And, of course, Will and Phil for the tremendous commentary over the course of this mammoth event.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's like old hat. Me and Will did this before, but this is on a bigger scale.
I gotta tell you, now that I know that this went off without a hitch, maybe we'll have to do this again in the near future with something else, a little bit more healthier so that nobody dies.
Yeah, we'll do carrots next time.
We'll do carrots next time. All right. So for everybody that's tuning in on the video feed, well, on the video feed you can't hear this, but if you're listening to us live here on Rant EM Radio, don't go anywhere. Our SummerSlam pre-show will kick off in about 5 minutes, and that's that. Any final words before we cut for a break?
I just want to thank my combatants. I want to thank Rob and Will for showing up, and I want to thank the Rant family for letting us do this, and for everybody who hung out and shit talked and trash talked and posted videos and donated and
Periscope,
yeah, and Periscope,
yeah,
and
man.
I mean, it was just fantastic.
This was a huge, huge effort from everybody.
Yeah.
From the listener, from the team itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told everybody 8 months ago we were doing big things, so this is just the beginning.
Took a village to raise this child, so thank you. Thank you to everybody.
Do you have any last words? Any final words?
I just want to say that Rage shouldn't have got a participation trophy. You should have left empty-handed. That's what we do in America. You lose, there's no second place. Two is not a winner, and three nobody remembers.
When you lose on the old game show, they gave you a board game. You know? So I don't.
A home version of the game.
Home version of Mega Slam. You know? When we gonna hook him up
with a year supply of rice and roni?
Yeah. No.
A year supply of this damn pizza.
Oh
no! Now wait a minute. Now I got a very good question. Now. When will be the next time Dave is actually going to touch one of these pizzas?
Dave's not going to have any pizza until 2016. We already established that. We already spoke about that last week.
Oh, look at that.
2116. I'm sorry. 2116.
101 years.
101 years. Look at that. All right, guys. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. SummerSlam pre-show kicks off in about 5 minutes and change, or 3 minutes and change. We're going to let the guys rest, and I don't know, are we going to hear from Phil and you guys during the pre-show, or are you guys just going to hang out?
I may hang out. I'll try to jump on. I got to control these kids and clean up my...
All right.
Yeah. I'm the wrong person to talk wrestling with.
Okay, all right, man. So with that, I want to thank, once again, Will and Phil for the tremendous call, and of course, for the analysis of Tony C., and Surfer. I'm Double A. Don't go anywhere. Coming up next is our pre-show for SummerSlam here on Rant EM Radio. And once again, congratulations to Dave Mega Powers, the official winner of Mega Slam. We'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Peace.